Hello?
Hello, my name is Maria McCullough with Meta Research. We are conducting a survey and I would like to ask you a few questions about important issues facing the community and the nation. To start, may I please know the year of your birth?
1965.
Thank you so much, ma'am. And just to make sure that we have a representation of everybody, may I please know if what is the highest level of a school that you have completed or the degree you have received?
2 years of college.
Thank you so much. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Yes, I am. Mexican.
Thank you.
American, Mexican-American. I don't know if that matters, but...
Thank you so much. And are you registered to vote?
Absolutely.
Thank you. As you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other states.
Absolutely.
How likely are you to vote? Are you almost certain to vote? Probably vote? 50-50? Will not vote?
Oh, I'm going to vote. No doubt.
And how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election in on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not motivated at all and 10 means you are extremely motivated?
10.
Thank you. How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. Thinking about the upcoming elections in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? Could be immigration, racism and discrimination, jobs and the economy, voting rights and democracy, criminal justice, cost of living and inflation, abortion.
All of it. All of it.
You can select up to two.
Immigration and probably the economy.
Thank you so much. I'd like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. Let's just start with Donald Trump. From 0 to 10, how favorable it is for you?
0.
Okay. Let's continue with Democrats in Congress. From 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you.
10 was favorable, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes,
what about Republicans in Congress?
0.
Okay.
Tell me, I wish we're there. 0.
The next one is Hakeem Jeffries.
I don't know. I want to say Jeffries, but I haven't really looked into him too much, either one of them. But I think Jeffries.
Okay. What about Kamala Harris from 0 to 10?
Probably an 8, 9. I'm giving her all of it, just
okay.
Not everything.
And what about Joe Biden?
Same with him.
Thank you so much. If the 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote, Donald Trump or Joe Biden or any other third-party independent candidate?
Well, if there was somebody else, it would definitely be somebody else. But since it's not, it would be definitely Biden.
Okay, thank you so much. And if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican candidate, Democratic candidate, or are you undecided or would you not vote?
Democratic Party.
Thank you so much. Would you say your life was better under President Biden, better under President Trump, or about the same under both presidents?
Probably better under Biden. Yeah.
Thank you so much. And would you be more likely or less likely to support a candidate for Congress who has these priorities? Let's start with fight racism and discrimination. It would be much more likely to support them or less likely to support that candidate?
More likely.
What about someone who brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable? It would be more likely or less likely to support them.
If what? If they did what?
If someone that brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable.
Oh, I would probably more.
Okay. And what about who, what about someone who wants to build black wealth?
Build black wealth? You're asking me as a Hispanic?
Yes.
I think any wealth, no race.
Okay.
We should all be building together.
Understand. And what about someone who protects abortion rights?
Yeah. That's their body. As long as it doesn't interfere with my life, I mean.
Okay. So it would be more likely to support, right?
Right.
What about someone who is honest and ethical?
Oh, definitely.
Much more likely. Okay. And someone who is
much more, yes.
Okay. And someone who is effective and gets things done. It would be much more likely or less likely?
More likely.
Thank you so much. For each of the following priorities, please tell me if you think it describes the Democrats in Congress using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it describes the Democrats in Congress extremely well, or 0 that means it does not describe them well at all. Let's start with brings down prices and makes costs of living more affordable. For you, describe or not describe the Democrats in Congress from 0 to 10.
I didn't understand the question.
Mm-hmm. You can select from 0 to 10 how this priority describes the Democrats in the Congress or mm-hmm. the work that they are doing in the Congress. So let's just start with brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable. From 0 to 10, how would you rate it?
10.
Okay. What about secures the border from 0 to 10?
Well, I live there, so if they would try to, what do you mean? If they would try to stop the people from coming across?
Yeah, if that the secures the border is something that describes the Democrats in Congress.
Oh, I don't know.
You don't know. Okay.
I don't think so. I don't think that describes them.
Okay. What about if they are growing the economy from 0 to 10?
If they are doing that, I would give them a 10.
Okay. What about wants to build the black wealth from 0 to 10?
If the Democratic people want to build the black wealth?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't understand that question, but that would probably be like a 2.
Okay.
Why would I want them to build only them? What about everybody else?
Understand. What happened is that question is specifically for the wealth, for the black community, but don't worry, it's part of the Democrats' promises. Let me read the question again so you can have a better understanding. The question says, for each of the following priorities, please rate how well you think it describes the Democrats in Congress using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it describes Democrats in Congress extremely well, and 0 means it does not describe them well at all. And let's continue with looked out for people like me from 0 to 10. How would you rate it?
10.
Okay. And what about defense democracy?
Probably 10.
Okay. What about puts people over politics?
10.
Thank you so much. Next, I'm going to read you some statements that the people have made And for each one, please tell me from 0 to 10 if it makes you extremely motivated to vote for Democrats in Congress or not feeling motivated to vote for Democrats in Congress. Let's start with this statement. As a parent, I feel safer sending my kids to school because Democrats in Congress passed the first major gun safety law in 30 years, which increases background checks, creates red flag laws, and makes big investments to expand the school safety and mental health programs. From 0 to 10, how motivated that makes you feel to vote for them?
Probably a 2. My daughter fights every day for her life in school right now. She goes to public schools, all my children do. And every day it's a fight in that school, so probably a 2 or a 1.
Okay. What about, as a middle-class mother, the child tax credit in the Democrat American Rescue Plan provided real relief and helped working families like mine stay afloat during the pandemic. From 0 to 10, how motivated that statement makes you feel about supporting the Democrats in Congress?
Probably a 10 there.
Okay. As a working American, I was able to pay my bills and afford groceries thanks to the 1,400 cash relief checks that came my way under Democratic legislation during the pandemic. From 0 to 10, how horrified it feels?
10. That did keep me afloat.
Okay. As an entrepreneur, I have been able to successfully set up my first business thanks to Democrats providing billions in forgivable loans for small businesses like mine to stay afloat and growing black business ownership at its fastest rate in 30 years. From 0 to 10, how motivated that statement makes you feel?
Again, did you say black owners?
Yes, ma'am.
How can I answer for them if I am not?
Probably someone that you probably know more. I don't know
anybody. I mean, I do know black people. I'm just not saying that. But I'm just saying I'm going to say that they're successful, but I'm hoping that that's just not for black people. I'm hoping, it's for everybody.
Okay.
I think these are a little racial, these questions. It's a little weird.
Oh, understand. I am going to read you some actions Democrats in Congress have taken over the last few years. Please select 2 or 3 actions that you feel have the biggest impact on your life personally. Let me read the list. Send out 1,400 cash relief checks under the American Rescue Plan. Invested a $12 billion in food assistance programs like SNAP, eliminated $127 billion in a student loan for 3.5 million borrowers, invested in a small business ownership and entrepreneurship, cut credit card late fees from $32 to $8, brought the unemployment rate down to historically low levels for the Americans, lower the cost of prescription drugs and capping insulin costs at 35 for seniors. Invested $1.7 billion in affordable housing. You can select up to 2.
Okay, I'm gonna say definitely the dropping the school student loans.
Okay.
Definitely that one. And then the very first one, you said something about the SNAP.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, well, thank you so much. And sometimes in surveys like this, people change their minds. Let me ask you one more time. If the election for Congress were held today, for who would you vote? Republican candidate, Democratic candidate, or you are undecided?
No, Democrat. Democrat, definitely.
And which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion, even if neither is exactly right? We should invest in safety net programs that will raise family out of poverty. We should invest in new businesses and jobs that will allow families to build wealth and close the racial wealth gap. Which one is the one that is closest to your opinion? The first one or the second
one? Maybe, what was the second one again?
Yeah, we should invest in new businesses and jobs that will allow families to build wealth.
The second, please.
Okay. I'm going to read you some statements that people may say about why we should vote for Democrats for Congress. You can tell me from 0 to 10 how convincing is that reason for you to vote for them. Let's start with, no one should be forced to carry a pregnancy against their will, but Republicans in Congress want to pass a national abortion ban that will force women to give birth even in cases of rape or risk of the mother's health. Democrats in Congress understand that abortion is a decision made between a woman and her doctor, not politicians, and will pass a national protection on abortion. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that a statement for you to support the Democrats?
10.
Thank you. Every American deserves access to affordable and comprehensive health care, but Republicans in Congress want to defund Social Security and Medicare, get rid of the Affordable Care Act, and block laws that lower prescription drug prices. Democrats in Congress have lower health care premiums and expanded coverage under the Affordable Care Act for millions of families. As a result, over 2.7 million more Americans had health insurance coverage in 2023. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that statement for you to support them?
10.
While Republicans have chosen Donald Trump to represent their party, Democrats have new generation of leaders like Congressman Hakeem Jeffries. As a representative in Congress, Jeffries has vowed to put the people over politics, working hard on behalf of Americans to get big things done. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that for you to vote for them?
10.
Gun violence is out of control in America, and Republicans in Congress send stuff and prayers instead of taking real action. Meanwhile, Democrats in Congress passed the first major gun safety law in 30 years. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that for you to vote for them?
For the Democratic Party?
Yes, ma'am.
10.
Thank you. And costs are way too high, and it's time for government to start putting money back in our pockets so that we can finally get ahead. While Republicans in Congress care more about making big corporations and the ultra-wealthy rich, Democrats in Congress have brought down costs by capping prescription drug costs at $2,000 per year for seniors, increasing tax credit for affordable homes, and cutting credit card late fees. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that reason for you to vote for Democrat Party?
10.
Thank you so much. We're almost done, so thank you so much for your time. We have just a few more questions.
Okay, it's got to be quickly, though, because I'm kind of busy right now.
I understand.
It's just going to be a few minutes.
Okay, just to confirm, let me ask you one more time. How motivated are you to vote in the next election from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community from 0 to 10?
10.
Sometimes in the service like this, people may change their minds. Let me ask you, would you vote for Republican, Democratic, or undecided for the Congress?
Democratic.
Thank you. And once again, please tell me the priorities on a 0 from 10 in the Democrats extremely describe the work that they are doing, bring down prices and make cost of living more affordable. From 0 to 10, how would you rate it?
10, ma'am. These are repetitive questions. We've already discussed this. It's just going to be repetitive questions.
Just for confirmation, but thinking about your approach to political issues, would you consider yourself very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Whatever the first one was, very motivated. Was that what it was?
No. If you consider yourself in political issues, very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate.
Somewhat progressive.
Okay. Thank you so much. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18? Yes or no?
Yes, 3.
Thank you so much. And do you consider yourself Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
Thank you so much. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thank you so much. And how would you describe your employment status?
I'm fully employed.
Thank you so much. And for whom did you vote in 2020 general election for president? Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Biden.
Thank you so much. And what is the last year total income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimated is fine.
About $47,000 a year.
Thank you so much. Aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend religious services?
Every Sunday.
Thank you so much. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your kindness helping me with this question. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Take care, man. Bye.
Bye-bye.